Hey guys, my name is Eric. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from perfectionism, people-pleasing, and performance-based acceptance. Hey guys, I grew up in a Christian home with a mother who loved God deeply and made sure to teach me about the salvation that he offered through his death, burial, and resurrection. I came to understand that sin had separated me from God very early, and the only way to get to heaven was through a relationship with Jesus Christ. The first verses I ever learned were Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not of your own doing, it's a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. These were great verses to learn as a child, but unfortunately, the church denomination I grew up in was very legalistic and works-oriented. So the grace Ephesians talked about came lost and thought I had to perform well to earn God and man's favor. Not many years after I became a Christian, my parents had a nasty divorce that left me wounded and hurting. My father and I did not have a great relationship, and I never knew where I stood with him. I could do something very small, and he would explode all over me. And at times, I could do something really, really bad, and he would say nothing at all. This lack of consistency continued to reinforce the importance of performing well to gain approval. Rejection by people and friends also created an environment where I felt unloved and unworthy. And so I decided that I put all my effort into sports and grades. Thankfully, my life is not marked with partying, drinking, or doing drugs. In fact, it's just the opposite. I was active in church, went on mission trips, was a leader in my campus ministry, and eventually even went to seminary. All these things were me striving to find love and acceptance through good performance. My sin was pretty on the outside when you looked at my behavior, yet it still left me empty, striving for more. For years, I wanted to be known by God and others, but feared rejection. If people really knew me, would they love me? I was in a vicious cycle where I'd be good for a while, then would make a mistake and feel like God was disappointed in me. I felt like God was not a loving father, but a strict disciplinarian waiting for me to make a mistake to punish me. This cycle kept me running for approval with no hope of it stopping. God getting me to Regen did not come through a deep need due to poor life choices, but because I was tricked. Yes, I was tricked. A friend of mine asked me to come support him as he walked through the steps. I heard about Regen from other people, but didn't think that I personally needed to attend. I believed in my own perfectionism. In my mind, I had a biblical counseling degree. I'm a trained therapist. I'm even a medical provider and prescribe all kinds of meds to treat the things that people go through. So I knew my ditches, and I could figure how to get out of them on my own. My first night of Regen was good, and I thought it was a great place for those needing help. But again, I can find my way out of this, and I can have victory over my own sin. I'll just keep trying harder. Instead of leaving after large group, I decided to stay and see what Regen was all about so I could use it to help others. Again, perfectionism showed itself so that others would not know that I too was just as broken, even with pretty sin. As I sat down in the first-timer circle and the leader talked about confessing, the first thought in my mind was, there's no way I'm telling anyone about my sin. You must be crazy. People tell me their problems, but I don't tell people my problems. So I decided to give a half-hearted answer that first night because I knew I could find my own way out of sin. On the outside, my life looked good, but internally, I continued to struggle with seeking others' approval and feared that when I sinned, God was disappointed in me. The enemy continued to push that narrative, so I continued to work harder to be better so I'd not disappoint anyone. If anyone knew who I was, then they would not love me. Through Regen, God used the guys in my step group to show me I could be real and find acceptance without judgment. They helped me to feel free to share my struggles and failures openly. Step 7, follow, made the largest impact for me as I took what I learned in Regen along with what I already knew to begin to live out who I was in Christ. As Bruce already talked about, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Step 4, inventory. Yes, guys, we'll talk about that tonight. Inventory helped me to identify ways that others have hurt me that lead to the people-pleasing, perfectionism, and performance-based acceptance, and how those patterns have led me to hurt others. Before Regen, I had trouble confessing my struggles and sins to others. Now I know exposing my sin will bring healing and victory. When someone hurts me, instead of becoming quiet and pulling away, I work to express my hurt to that person to rectify the situation and restore that relationship. Now I consider the reason I do the things for people if my heart attitude is right. Am I doing this to get the person to like me, or am I doing it to bless them, that even though if they don't respond the way I desire? Regen has helped me to examine the intentions of my heart to make sure that my actions line up with what God has spoken. I can come to the Lord admitting that I'm broken when I fall into sin and know that he's not upset with me. He loves me and wants me to come to him to find healing and restoration when I fall. He's a good father who loves his children despite how they act. He reminds me that I am a saint who sometimes sins, and his grace abounds when I sin. Regen has helped me to remember to run to the Father when I sin, for it's in his presence that I find healing and restoration. As I stand here tonight to tell my story, it's only through Jesus that I have found freedom from my sin. Freedom has come in many ways, but daily I have to surrender my desires. Now I'm more aware of my ditches and take steps to avoid those places. What does that look like today? When I feel less than or not enough, I remind myself of Psalm 139:14. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. For in those moments, I must reject the lie that I'm not enough and cling to the knowledge that God loves me, and he made me exactly who he needs me to be to accomplish his plan. Regen has allowed me to surrender my life to Christ and allow him to use my story to tell of his life-transforming power. Regen has taught me how to be open about my struggles, to not try to navigate out of them on my own, but share when I struggle. What a blessing to be fully known. The enemy can't use my sin to keep me way down. The men in my community group that I do life with and hold me accountable to live out what I've learned in Regen hold me accountable when I don't, and encourage me to continue to find those things that do not reflect Christ in my life. Regen has truly helped me to understand Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. No longer do I strive to find acceptance, but rest in the knowledge that I am known and loved in Christ. I want to reassure you that I've not arrived. I still struggle and fail, yet I do not retreat from God, but return to him for restoration and seek to repair relationships with others that I've hurt when I sin. Regen, life change happens here, not because of Regen, but because of Jesus. Allow the process to help you find healing, hope, and true life change. I spent many years in my own strength trying to find victory over sin. It wasn't until I surrendered my life fully to the Lord that he changed me. My name is Eric. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from perfectionism, people-pleasing, and performance-based acceptance. And to God be all the glory.